This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. NASCAR racing is now so popular that President Bush was in Florida yesterday to open the Daytona 500, won by Dale Earnhardt Jr. The sport's big following is also luring a new kind of corporate sponsorship. Longtime racing fan and writer Scott Hewler is trying to get used to the changes.
What was for three decades the Winston Cup is now the Nextel Cup. The switch helps NASCAR expand further into the upper-middle-class market it covets. Instead of the vilified cigarettes smoked by its original downscale, rural Southern fans, NASCAR is trying to identify itself with the mobile phones carried by the new, wealthy, suburban, more national clients it's courting. I guess I don't object. You gotta pay the bills. But I wonder. A cell phone is the very definition of our over-technologized world, a thing nobody needed until everybody had one, and now everybody uses to prove they need it. This makes it the exact opposite of a NASCAR race car. Nothing on a race car is useless. In racing, a thing either does a job or it's off the car. Which reminds me of what makes NASCAR racers so attractive in the first place. NASCAR race cars don't use computers. Sure, mechanics use computers to test and measure them, but the race car itself is decidedly mid-20th century technology. And I believe that simplicity, that mechanicalness, explains NASCAR's staggering growth in popularity. Think about baseball. Baseball became hugely popular around the turn of the last century, when Americans were moving from farms to cities, leaving a pastoral life behind for an industrial present, punching clocks and working machines in clanging factories. Their yearning for a less mechanical past expressed itself in baseball, played outdoors, in a field, in natural light, with no time constraints. Baseball soothed a nation speeding headlong toward an overwhelming industrial future. If baseball was the sport of the Industrial Revolution, NASCAR is the digital revolution sport. Chances are, you spend your day in front of a computer whose function you can't explain. Your kitchen probably contains more digital technology than the Apollo moon missions. Then, into this plastic matte finish world of mysterious boxes, roars a shiny NASCAR racer made of metal and rubber, whose most complicated component is a gear. If it breaks, you fix it with a wrench or a hammer. It's a machine we can understand. We love it. And now it's sponsored by a company that, instead of supporting a nice industrial vice like smoking, supplies the fixes for our digital addiction to mobile nattering. Again, things change, and that's fine. NASCAR will still be NASCAR, but it does kind of make me want to go out and have a smoke.
Reflections from writer and NASCAR fan Scott Hewler.